All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, Yeshua, the Messiah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we were redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. You're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. And you're worthy of all honor. Lord, you're good. And your mercy endure forever. Lord, we love you. We thank you that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you for the perfect sacrifice. We thank you for your long suffering. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, our advocate, our ally, our counselor. We thank you and we praise and we magnify your name, Lord, because you're good and your mercy endure forever. And Lord, I thank you and I bless you and I praise you because, God, where would I be without you? Where would we be without you? And Lord, we just want to say thank you for your mercy, your grace, your long suffering. Thank you for your precious Holy Spirit, our advocate, our ally. Thank you. Thank you for loving us enough to send your Holy Spirit that we would not be alone, that we would not be orphans, but we have an advocate. And we thank you, Father, for that. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. We thank you for the gifts of healing. We thank you for binding the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. We thank you for driving out the spirit of sickness and disease and infirmity. We thank you for the healing power being released. We thank you for the gifts of healing being activated in the body of Christ in a greater measure as we go into 2023. Lord, may we experience a healing revival. May revival hit the United States of America. May the revival hit us in the Pacific Northwest. May it start with us, Lord God. May churches be filled with people that don't know Christ. Lord, we ask that you would visit us with your glory again, that the glory of the Lord would fall down, that lives would be changed, people would be born again, people would be filled with the Holy Spirit, people would be healed. God, let your will be done. God, I thank you for raising up spiritual warriors and spiritual intercessors to stand in the gap, to pray and intercede, to cry out by day and by night, that people's lives would be changed, that yokes would be broken and destroyed because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. God, I pray that your glory would begin to fill every home, every automobile, wherever people are listening. God, let the glory of the Lord feel. Let the glory of the Lord feel. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit fall in Yeshua's name. God, I thank you for doing it. God, I thank you for doing it. God, I thank you for miracles ending up, that people will experience financial miracles, physical healing miracles. Lord God, job miracles, Lord, may the end of this year and going into the new year, may miracle after miracle, may people live a life of miracles. May there be divine intervention in all types of circumstances, situations, that people would truly know that you are the living God, that you are the Almighty God, and that you are the Holy One of Israel. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the strong man being bound of deception and rebellion and mind control. We thank you for the thrones of the strong man being toppled in the name of Yeshua, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. Father God, may people who were battle fatigued, that they will be refreshed going into the new year, and may they give them a new song, give them a new testimony of deliverance and healing, and that people will glorify your name, that people will proclaim your name, that Yeshua, the Messiah, is Lord, and that you are the Holy One of Israel, that you are the Lord God Almighty, and that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that you are the Alpha and that you are the Omega, that the fire of the Holy Spirit fall. Let the power of the Holy Spirit fall and consume away everything that is not of you. Destroy every idol that we've set up in our hearts, Lord, that our hearts will be pure and open to worship you, to praise you, and to seek your face by day and by night. And Father, we thank you and we give you praise and we give you glory. We give you honor in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to reach you once again to share the word of God. I am truly grateful and thankful that God is good and His mercy endure forever. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something, I say, pray, get on your knees and seek the face of God and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you and through you. Saints, we're living in the last days. We are living in perilous time. Yeshua, the Messiah's return is imminent.
We got to press, keep pressing our way into the kingdom of God so that we can make sure that we are in a covenant relationship with him. You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes should not perish but have everlasting life. We have life because of what Yeshua did for us on the cross at Calvary. When he was on the cross, it was about you. Now it's about him, that we are being an example and living a life that we are able to share our testimonies with people and let them know that we serve the Almighty and the true and the living God. We've been in this series, The Temptation, the spiritual warfare series that we've been talking about, and we've been walking through the scriptures, and we were just talking about how one individual's sin can impact the whole nation as a whole. We were in Numbers chapter 16, and let's go there, that we can see. Finishes up here in Numbers chapter 16. We realize the fact that Korah them rose up in rebellion against Moses and Aaron. They did not like the way God was running things, and people have a tendency sometimes to forget God has a plan and a purpose, and God would show up. And in their rebellion, they ended up causing everybody that was associated with them to perish. This is the God of the Bible, saints. There's consequences for sin. There's consequences for a rebellion. There's consequences for idol worship. We become an idolatrous nation. No, a lot of times we don't have the actual physical images, but there are images and things that have been erected through policies of these politicians that has caused the United States of America to suffer the chastisement of God. And it's only been by the grace of God and by the blood of Yeshua and those that have been praying that God has had mercy on the United States of America. And he's blessed us because we've been an ally to Israel. And he said, those that bless you will bless, and those that curse I will curse. So that's one of the reasons we've been blessed. But whenever you get administrations in that are hostile towards Israel and align yourselves with the enemy, with the enemies of Israel, it causes a breach between us and God and can hinder our blessings and our breakthrough. But saints, there's a changing of the guard. Changing of the guard. And we have an opportunity in the body of Christ as we align ourselves with God's word and we take a stand as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. We was in that we covered that the last couple of weeks. We see that God will deliver us, God will protect us, God will provide for us. But we cannot be afraid. We just gotta be diligent, we gotta be steadfast and keep moving forward. And so go back with me to Numbers chapter 16. Oh, you listen to straight from his word, and let's see if we can finish this up right here. This was some good teaching, saints. Some people say, oh, yeah, it's all right. Woo! So we know that their whole family got swallowed up. And, you know, Moses, look, Moses was tight with God. God said, Moses, I have to speak to him face to face as a friend. And let's go. We're going to go to number 16. In verse 28, and Moses said, hereby you shall know, I'm in Numbers 16, verse 28. And Moses said, hereby you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. He said, if these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then you're going to know the Lord didn't send me to do it. He said, okay. So basically what he was saying was, God, I need you to show them that I'm your boy. I'm your guy. Because they need to understand this. Because I'm tired of this. This got to stop. He says, but if the Lord make a new thing, in verse 30, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that obtains to them, and they go down quick into the pit, then you shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. Now, this right here. Come on, saints. It said, and it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground opened up that was under them. It's a wrap. Oh, my God. This is the God of the Bible. Man, if God did this in modern times, man. It says... And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up and their houses and all the men that appertained unto Korah and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. Man, they was buried alive because they co-signed and was in alignment with individuals that were outside of God's will and that was speaking against God's word and God's order. And all Israel that were round about them, they fled at the cry of them, for they said, lest the earth swallow them. Oh, now the people got a little fear in them. They stopped all that murmuring and complaining. And there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. Oh, lightning is coming down. Saints, can you visualize this happening and taking place? You got the ground opening up, people scattering, fleeing. Then God is sending lightning bolts, burning folk up. If that ain't enough to make folk serve God, I don't know what is. Something wrong if they didn't serve God after all of this. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning and scatter them out of the fire yonder, for they are hallowed. The censers of these sinners against their own souls, let them make them broad plates for a covering of the altar, for they offer them before the Lord. Therefore they are hallowed, and they shall be a sign unto the children of Israel. And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers wherewith they were burnt and had offered, and they were made broad plates for a covering of the altar, to be a memorial unto the children of Israel, that no stranger which is not of the seed of Aaron come near to offer incense before the Lord, that he be not as Korah and as his company, as the Lord said to him by the hand of Moses. Okay, we just read everything that happened, right? But here we go in verse number 41. But on the morrow, all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, you have killed the people of the Lord. Oh my gosh, the sin and the stubbornness and the rebellion that resides in human beings. They saw God do this. They heard Moses speak the word. They saw the ground open up, and the next day, they saying, y'all have killed the people of the Lord. These people will be alive if you guys hadn't said what you said and did what you did. It ain't easy being a pastor. I have to say this. My heart goes out to pastors, because you got to deal with this. Look. Yeah, oh my gosh. And, you know, there are points of time, even in my circle and back, you know, when I was pastoring, you know, I'd be like, mm-mm. You know, after I'd been spoken in God and showed up in people's lives and they still ain't getting it, they still acting up. I said, God, you deal with them, Lord. I'm done. Have your way with them, Lord. You shake them. There's nothing I can say to do that's going to change them. And like, what happened? I said, mm-mm, nope. They said, you can pray for them. I said, mm-mm, nope. They're in God's hands. God, you deal with them. God, you fix them. You move in them. Look at this, saints. But on the morrow, all the congregation of children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, you have killed the people of the Lord. Uh-oh. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the, uh-oh, man, God's showing up again. You see, God is seeing and hearing everything. They were getting ready to go after them after everything they see. They were lacking some common sense. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a censer and put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly into the congregation, and make an atonement for them, for there is wrath gone out from the Lord, the plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation, and behold, the plague was begun among the people. And he put on incense, and made an atonement for the people, and he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700. Beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed. They didn't get it, saints. They just didn't get it. More judgment, more consequences, more chastisement. People, we got to make sure that we're on God's side, that we're in alignment with him. We're in alignment with his word in all that we say, in all that we do. Go with me to Joshua chapter 7. you're listening to Straight From His Word. I hope you're getting something from this. We're talking about the conflict and the spiritual warfare and how the enemy uses individuals to impact the whole nation as a whole, and how this is part of the spiritual war. This is how the enemy gets people in trouble with God. And in Joshua chapter 6, the Lord gave a command that the people were not to take the accursed thing when God was getting ready to destroy Jericho. And in Joshua 6, verse 17, and the city shall be accursed, even it and all that therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, and she and all that are with her in her house, because she hid the messengers that were sent. And you in any wise, keep yourselves. You see, when God issues a policy and a command, we have to be careful to obey it. And you in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves a curse when you take the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and the gold and the vessel of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So recognizing that a lot of people have issues going on because they have accursed stuff in their households. They have brought in images, idols, jewelry, clothing, all type of stuff that have been prayed and dedicated over unto the enemy. And they do not understand that one of the reasons they're not getting a breakthrough is that there's some accursed stuff in their midst. That's why you have to ask the Holy Spirit to show me, Lord, what is accursed in my house? What should not be in here? There was a time I like to play cards, and I had a poker set, and I wanted to learn. And the Holy Spirit says, get that out of your house. You don't need that in here. Get it out. And I got it out. You know, when the Holy Spirit tells me something has to go, you got to go. Because I do not want anything causing a breach between me and God. I'm quick to move stuff out of the way real quickly. And then in Joshua chapter 7, after the wall came down and everything, and they had destroyed Jericho, and in chapter 7 it said, but the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. You see, God, you know, God's accountability factor is amazing, because one person can mess it up for everybody. Same thing on the freeway. When there's an accident, somebody causes the accident, but impacts the whole. So if you're sitting on I-5 in a parking lot, it's because one person did something stupid to cause the accident. The one affected the other person, for them to respond and react. And the next thing you know, we're sitting on the freeway for an hour driving 2 miles an hour because there's an accident. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children. You see, God knows when they're sitting in camp. God knows exactly what it is. God knows exactly what individuals are doing, and even from a leadership perspective, that can impact the whole congregation as a whole, individuals as a whole. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go, but let us go about 2,000 or 3,000 men to go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate, even unto Shabarim, and smote them in the going down. Therefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. Now look at this. You know, they had just had the great victory at Jericho. They were feeling themselves, feeling good, feeling confident. And they went down to Ai. They didn't inquire the Lord about going to Ai, but they went down there and got whooped or whipped. Depends on where you're from. And then here we see the leader, Joshua, in verse 6. And Joshua rent his clothes, and he fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening tide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, alas, O Lord God, wherefore have you at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on us. Now look at this. after everything that Joshua had experienced, he was there in the tabernacle, in the tent, when God would come down and visit and talk with Moses. So he knew he was there. He was being prepared. He was God's Moses' successor. And here he's saying, after everything that he saw God do, here he's questioning God. Said, God, what's going on, God? Why are you allowing this to happen? And he says, oh, Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ us around and cut off our name from the earth. And what will you do unto thy great name? Man, I love God. Sometimes you quit asking God questions. You keep asking him, he'll answer. And the Lord said unto Joshua, get up. Get up. What you doing lying on your face? Get up. Israel have sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I command them, for they have taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and broke it up, and they have put it even among them. He said, get up. Get up. You're crying out to me for. This is what the problem is. There's sin in the camp. We got to get the sin out the camp, saints. He says, they've broken my covenant. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turn their backs before their enemies, because they were cursed. Neither will I be with you anymore, except you destroy the accursed thing from among you. How many accursed things do we have in the body of Christ in our lives today, in our denominational systems, in our ministries and things that are accursed, that God says, no. This is why the presence and the power of God is not being released and operating. Oh, God, we need the Holy Spirit to show us, saints. He said, therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before the enemies, but turn their backs before the enemies, because they were cursed. Neither will I be with you anymore, except you destroy the accursed thing from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of you, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which is taken shall become according to the families thereof, and the family which the Lord shall take shall come by household, and the household which the Lord shall take shall come by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he hath, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he had brought folly in Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning, they called the people. And the Zabdi and his family was taken, and he brought his household, in verse 18, man by man, and Achan the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, the tribe of Judah, was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto thee, and tell me now, what have you done? Hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus that I have done. When I saw among the spoils of a godly Babylonian garment 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold 50 shekels of weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers. They ran into the tent, and behold, it was there in his tent. And they took them out of the midst of the tent and brought them before Joshua. And the rest of the story is this. Judgment was fallen, but the whole nation of Israel was suffering because of what Achan did. Saints, we got to get to the place to where we cry out to God, God, show us the accursed thing. Lord, show us what is hindering the flow of the Holy Spirit operating in our lives. God, we want to experience revival. God, we want to see your power. And God, we want to see your glory. Saints, I can't finish today, but be praying for me, a Straight Word Christian Ministry. I need your prayers. The Spirit of God moves you in the blessings financially. Please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua, Jesus is Lord, return imminent. Pray for your family and their hearts were open to receive the gospel. Remember, I love you. Yeshua is Lord, return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.